was all about seeing a cathedral and its spire, according to the two Russian men accused of a nerve agent attack in the UK. They've given an extraordinary interview on Russian state TV, saying they were in the UK as tourists, not to poison the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has condemned the interview as full of lies. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
On Russian state TV, the men confirmed they'd been in Salisbury for 2 days in March.
We are those who were shown to you in the pictures, Ruslan Bashirov and Alexander Petrov.
Are those your real names?
Yes, they are our real names.
In an often bizarre exchange with the interviewer, they were asked a series of staged questions, declaring themselves innocent, cathedral-loving tourists.
Our friends had been suggesting for a long time that we visit this wonderful town.
Salisbury, a wonderful town?
There's the famous Salisbury Cathedral, famous not only in Europe, but in the whole world. It's famous for its 123-meter spire. It's famous for its clock, the one of the first ever created in the world that's still working.
Ruslan Bozhirov and Alexander Petrov were accused by the UK last week of trying to kill ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter by spraying a military-grade nerve agent, Novichok, on the front door of their home in Salisbury. Questioned if they'd been near the Skripal's home, they said if they were, they wouldn't have known it.
Where do you work? You're adults who need to make a living.
To cut a long story short, we're in the fitness industry.
Dr. Andrew Foxall, the director of Russian studies at the Henry Jackson Society, says the interview was absurd.
It's frankly laughable. The excuse seems to be that for whatever reason, they if they were really tourists in Salisbury, why stay in Bow in East London? Perhaps they were also visiting local tourist attractions there.
And as the interview rolled on, the Russian pair were demanding an apology.
By who? The perpetrators?
By UK authorities. I'm lost. I don't know what day it is. We can't go outside. We can't go to the petrol station. You can't imagine what our lives turned into.
They're safe in the knowledge that they have the backing of President Vladimir Putin, who'd already cleared them of any wrongdoing. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.